Audio playwrights and the one-act players present Hal Glatzer's A Dead Body's a Deal Breaker, a Mark Markheim minuscule mystery.
Me? I'm Mark Markheim, Seamus with a shingle in Tinseltown. The telephone rang Tuesday around 2.
Mark Markheim?
It's Eddie Edsel, and am I edgy?
Eddie's editor of I Spy, Lotus Land's leading rumor rag.
Might be mayhem, Markheim. Protect me pronto. I'll pay plenty. Hurry here to my house.
Happy to be hired, however hastily, but a traffic tie-up caught my convertible in a snarl of slow SUVs on Sepulveda.
Finally, at 5 to 4, I found Eddie's edifice, a mansion on Melrose that melded modern, Moorish, and Mexican motifs. I eyeballed the edgy editor's entryway, wondering why it was wide open, unlatched and unlocked. I knocked, then stepped silently inside his hacienda. iSpy's scandal seeker certainly selected sumptuous surroundings. He'd crammed his cavernous crib with candelabras, ceramic sculptures, pop art paintings, and portraits of prominent and celebrated celebrities, all under a pseudo-Sistine ceiling. But, sad to say, Ed was dead, spread-eagled by the spiral staircase, a cold corpse on the creamy carpet. And hoo-hoo, Venus Velvet, holding a heater in her hand.
I didn't do it!
My files were fat with facts on the voluptuous Venus Velvet, a veritable vamp, twice a two-timer and once a wandering widow. I stepped away sideways and said, "Pocket your pistol, pretty one. I doubt you did the deed. That hole in his corduroy is too colossal for your caliber."
"Help me, handsome."
She lowered the Luger.
"Eddie said he had a paparazzi's prize picture here at home. It'd crush my career if the paper published a print."
"Perhaps."
"Help me, Hunt, please. I'm pleading."
Venus, vain as ever. Her career had crashed a year ago, August, but iSpy was famous for photo features of flashy, fleshy femmes in flagrante. Why would they want one, anyway?
"Skin still sells, sweetie."
"Forget it. A frame of your flesh is old."
"Oh.
No, you're not too old to ogle. Belay that barrel, baby. You'd be a pleasing pinup. Phew. What I mean is, Venus, you're old news now. iSpy ran riot with various visions of Venus Velvet last Valentine's Day."
"That was then. Post-party pictures, pure publicity, pap."
"Sure, sugar, so forget the photo."
Gotta get it. Secure the sneaky snapshot, and I'll give you gossip."
Learning the lady's lurid lowdown might mean money in lean months, so I lingered. She whispered wise, naming a nabob never known to be naughty. Persuaded, I promised politely. We searched study and studio, fingering files, checking kitchen cabinets, clothes closets, pantries and porches, terraces too, but found no photo. I phoned the fuzz.
"Bob Best, homicide here."
"Bob, old buddy, it's Mark Markheim. Come collect a corpse. Hightail it here, too." I added the address.
"Can we cut out? Quickly."
"Vamanos, Venus." I drove her directly home, hurriedly bypassing the black and whites that swept up Sepulveda, sirens singing. Venus Velvet made money in movies. Her Hollywood home hung off a huge hilltop, vistas visible at every eve. But that evening, there was a rubble in her rec room. The remains of a ruckus, ragged rugs, battered bric-a-brac, a broken brake front, and shattered shards of 2 TVs.
"Look left, lover."
I peered where she pointed, propped up on the piano top, a calling card from her attentive agent, Arnie Engelman. "Came calling, encountered Ed, hate him, fist fight, getting gun, he's history," was written on the back with a bic.
"Madman. Murderer. Must be."
"Arnie's an animal among agents. A lion of a leech. A leading light to the low-life lemmings of Lotus Land. Afraid he's no fair fighter."
"See, sugar? I'm shivering."
Found a phone under punctured pillows. "Call him, cutie. Make him meet us. My outer office. 12 tonight." Then we two tarried. She seemed sumptuously sexy, suddenly sidling up, softly, sweetly. I sighed and huffed a hubba hubba.
"Wait."
"What do you want?"
"Can't you cut those constant consonants? Darn it, darling! You're making me do double whammies with my dental work!"
"Honey."
"Huh?"
"Hush." After a while, we went to my office, where wide windows overlooked La Brea, the town's bleak blacktop tar pit of prehistoric predators. Appropriate, eh?
"Are you armed? Arnie's angry."
"Wouldn't worry, wonderful. He'll hang himself." Arnie Engelman came in a khaki jacket, chewing a cheap cheroot unlit, said,
"Can't quite quit,"
and sat.
"Arnie, it's awful. My recently renovated rec room's ruined."
"Oh, again? You're partial to parties where people propel punches, pet. But why wangle me downtown for a midnight meeting at Markheim's? Publicity possibilities, perhaps?
Say, sir, did you sneak a snapshot from Eddie Edsel earlier?
No, but she knows the nosy newshound. He around? Great guy.
Eddie's dead.
No loss. Never liked the lousy loser. While we're here, however, let's make it a meeting. View this, Venus.
He reached around his rump.
Look out, lover!
One shot slipped my sleeve. Arnie dropped down on his duff. She stood shuddering, her Luger looming large in her hand.
Had to! Before he blew us to bits!
Before he blabbed.
But...
blurted about you two, you and Eddie, going steady on the QT, till you quarreled, Queenie.
The photo!
Phony. When I whistled, cops cashed in corners, crashed in. Big Bob Best karate chopped her cannon to the carpet.
Mark, my man.
He hastened a handshake.
Thanks for the high-tail tip.
What? What?
Mark, my man, told me to tail you two today.
Previously partners in police patrol, my high-tail was coded communication.
Kept the cutie in the cold.
But earlier at Eddie's, you believed me, baby.
I lied. You had a gun and a grin, girlie.
Bad break for you, beautiful.
Bob will get a bonus for a quick collar. I'll email an eyewitness eye-full-to-eye spy and earn a fast fee.
Victory, Venus! Bad publicity's better press than no news now. Could kickstart a comeback.
Aha! Arnie's alive!
Shirt shredded, sure. But pump? Unpeppered, pal. Kevlar under khaki.
And Arnie takes away a tail to tickle the twerps on tabloid TV. I'll brief you, Bob. She shot Eddie Edsel. Venus's version aimed at Arnie was a foul frame.
How in hell do you make me out a murderess, Mark?
Truth to tell, Temptress, in Tinseltown, an absent all alliteration is asked. When your career's in the tank, your agent never comes to your house.
A Dead Body's a Deal Breaker was written by Hal Glatzer and featured John True as Mark Markheim. Karina Harmon as Venus Velvet. With Glenn Carlson as Eddie Edsel, Hal Glatzer as Bob Best, and John Parsons as Arnie Engelman. Recorded at Lindner Sound in San Francisco. Produced and directed for One Act Audio Theater by Glenn Carlson. Keep it tuned here for the next Mark Markheim Minuscule Mystery.